It's the Inside Out Show, live on remote.
This Saturday, the Inside Out Show broadcasts live from Snarz Hardware and Webster Grills from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Come out and see us. We're live, and you'll get to meet our new co-host, Dave Sherwood. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great.
So if you're planning on doing something around the house like I am,
yes,
and planning like you do,
always,
we'll answer all your questions as we always have. Please join us. This is the Inside Out Show. John Shea and
David Sherwood.
This Saturday, live on location at Snarz Hardware at 40 East Lockwood at Webster Grills.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
I'm sleepy today.
Life oh, me can too. Be so
sweet. I can hear my eyes open. I'm not kidding. What if we take a nap and Dan takes over?
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll say.
What?
Nothing. Just take over.
With those call. Blues.
All right.
On parade.
Ooh. Hello, everybody.
I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
This rover.
The DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
What?
When is that future?
When is that coming?
2,000 years from now.
A respected. Oh my goodness.
Gold dust at my feet.
And we're not, by the way, we're not all DJs. All right, DJ means disc jockey.
Yeah.
That's a guy who, well, at one time played music on discs. Now there aren't even any compact discs. It's all on, you know, like.
But it would still
how
be.
How would you say it's? All, it's just digital. It's just
it's audio files.
It could still be DJ because digital jockey.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I think you got something. Don't give it to me.
Hey.
That's just a sample of what you're going to hear the next 3 hours. It's a sample of the comedy. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the... I'm not kidding. And Harry Omaiza, it's been going on for like a week. It's like it's some sleeping sickness or malaria. Isn't that... If you have malaria, don't you get sleepy?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I couldn't have... Why not? I got everything else this last couple of years.
You have a lot
why
of mosquito bites?
No.
Isn't malaria...
I just cannot hold my head up. I think malaria is spread by mosquitoes. I think so. But I've never had a real problem with mosquitoes. They like some people more than they like other people.
Oh, my girlfriend Sandy.
They like her?
Oh, they attack her, yeah.
And I've been sitting within 4 feet of somebody who just...
Yeah.
Smack, and they go, these mosquitoes, and I have nothing. I think maybe it could be perfume,
pheromones or
cologne.
Something, I think. Or just natural pheromones, too, that people release.
Well, hey, yeah.
So the people who get bitten a lot, are they giving off a good pheromone or
good
bad?
For the mosquito, I guess. I don't know.
But I wonder if that means they ooze sexuality to other humans.
Yeah, could be.
You would think so. So here we are, April 17th, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, come on. No.
Should never have had that sleepy, even that slight pause.
That's not fair.
What's not fair?
I hit the space bar and it didn't do anything.
Well, edit it out. Just edit the blank.
Oh, okay.
Edit
I
out the,
I can do that.
Edit the pause out.
It says here blood type could be a reason why.
I'm not really common.
Carbon dioxide. It says one of the key ways mosquitoes find their targets is by smelling the carbon dioxide emitted in their breath.
Ooh.
So I guess some people could have more.
But I wonder what on your breath attracts mosquitoes.
Carbon dioxide, it said.
You know, everybody gives off that when they
But
breathe.
I guess maybe some people have more. It says also, in addition to carbon dioxide, they find victims at a closer range by smelling the lactic acid, uric acid, ammonia, and other substances expelled via their sweat.
So if you're breastfeeding, don't be where mosquitoes are. That's lactic acid.
Yeah, you're
right?
Lactating.
Milk. You got milk in there.
So it's people that exercise more get...
Okay,
so
that explains
go.
It. That's why I don't have mosquitoes after me, because I don't exercise. So I have a really interesting... Peon gave me a really interesting... He showed me the results, part of the results of a survey. And I think it's something most people would have at least one response. In other words, the question was, what's the stupidest thing you've ever done out of curiosity? you were curious about something, so you did something really stupid. For example, this is not a good example, but let's say you were curious about what it's like to drown. So you went in a pool and sucked your lungs full of water.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid, but it would be done out of curiosity. I'll give you the one. When you gave me this.
Yes.
The very first thing I thought of, and when I say it, you're probably going to agree and wonder why it didn't pop into your head first, too. And it's when that kid gets his tongue stuck on the telephone flagpole.
Oh, the frozen one, yeah.
In the Christmas Story.
Yeah.
And it's a flagpole, right?
Yes, yeah.
And it's so cold. And if any of you have ever unwrapped a really cold fudge sickle or something, I've had them stick to my tongue.
Yeah.
Or now, an ice cube. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Right out of the ice cube, my goodness, yes.
And the good news is if you just leave it alone, your body's heat will gradually release it. The mistake is ripping it off your tongue. Now, in the case of a telephone pole, or I mean a flagpole, you can't rip the pole away from your tongue or your tongue away from the pole, or you're going to have no skin on your tongue.
Or you can do water, dump water on it. Right.
Yeah, but that's the first thing I thought of when I saw this. What's the stupidest thing you've ever done out of curiosity? So before the Burke segment, I thought I would ask Dan and Peon, and I know what mine are, and the sad thing is, both of mine were when I was an adult. The stupidest things, out of curiosity, that I did, two of them that I can think of, were both done when I was a grown man.
Oh,
and that
man
makes it even more ridiculous and embarrassing. Dan, you must have 20 of these.
Yeah, but I'm not, I can't, because I've never been...
Curious about a science project?
No, I've been curious about things, but I've never been like a daredevil.
Now, I remember one time as a kid, we took a razor blade, like a utility knife, and we cut open a golf ball. But that's not stupid,
right,
and it's not dangerous. It's not stupid. I was just curious what is in the golf ball.
And I remember it
took a lot of slicing to get in there, too, by the way.
I would think most of the things you would choose for this would result in some kind of injury or being
hurt. Or could have. You came close. Yeah, now that you think back on it, you go, wow, that was really stupid. And maybe you got away without a scar or a mark.
Well, when I was a kid, curiosity got the best of my friends.
You know, it killed the cat.
I know. And me, we went into my garage and my dad had fertilizer. And it looked like Kool-Aid to us. And we didn't know. So we put it out and made a little pie and started eating fertilizer.
Oh.
Checking fertilizer.
So you when the expression eat SH, you actually did.
Yeah.
If somebody says to Dan, eat SH, he goes, been there, done that.
Yeah,
I've heard of kids eating mud pies, but I've never heard of a kid wanting to make a pie out of, manure.
Fertilizer. No, we did. We made a pie out of fertilizer and tried it, and it kind of looked like Kool-Aid. So we were curious as to what it would taste like. Luckily, we didn't eat enough to where we had to have our stomachs pumped.
So it was a powder.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But come on, you gotta be able to beat that.
I'm sure. I'm trying to think.
I mean, think of the area of curious about what a naked woman looked like. So you went and just peeked in your aunt's window and she called you. I mean, something.
You hear all those stories all the time. Usually the ER stories where somebody does something sex-wise, where they put something inside of something or insert something inside.
I want to see if this will fit in here. But if you guys have done that, I know you're not going to share that.
No. You're absolutely right. So, if I did do it, I wouldn't share, but no, I've
never... Which means, by the way, that you did. You just basically said you did.
Oh, yeah.
So, Peon, can you think of one?
The one that I hurt myself, but it wasn't really out of curiosity, though. That's where I had a firecracker explode in my hand.
You didn't hold it on purpose.
No.
Did you hold it to see what it would feel like?
No. I was going to throw it. So that's not...
That's not intentional. I've had one time I had a firecracker go off in my hand just like that. And I'm going to tell you something. It hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And it hurt for 2 months. It was this throbbing, burning. It was terrible.
And that the flash burn with the black...
Exactly. You can't completely... It's like it has to just regenerate and regenerate skin until it goes away. You can't get it out of there.
No.
You can't scrub it or There's no ointment or cream. It's a powder burn, and it's the worst kind of burn because it's going
to
be there.
We should open this up to the callers because, man, there's a lot of people calling.
We should, and we're going to take Dan. Give me some names on the screen. We'll take some calls. I will tell you that the first thing that came to mind was the tongue on the pole, which I never did.
That was the first thing I thought of. We did that, though, when we were kids.
Did you get your tongue stuck?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, Dan, you just said you couldn't think of anything. There you go.
Oh, you said, but you freak out at first, and you don't want to, but then we knew, and we dumped water on our tongues and then got it off.
So you deliberately, after seeing that movie, knowing what it would do, you did it anyway.
I didn't see that movie.
Was that prior to, because that movie came out in the 80s, I guess.
Okay, then you get a pass, because if you'd seen the movie and then did it, you'd just be stupid. And, of course, the topic is stupid things.
Some of us said, "Oh, this is what'll happen. Your tongue will stick." And so we're like, "Well, let's try it."
Give me a couple of calls. And while Dan puts the names on the screen, I'll tell you what my. I actually have three. One is a kid, and two is an adult. The one as a kid was I was. There's a name for it. I was fascinated by fire.
Pyromaniac. Well, I mean, that might have been more of an extreme.
Well, you know how they say early stages of dementia? I might have had the early stages of pyromania.
I think I did, too, for a while. I was fascinated with matches for a while.
Absolutely. And I would carry a box of those wooden matches, kitchen matches, they called them. And I carried matches with me everywhere. Now, here I am, like 8 or 10. I don't smoke, but I always had matches because I would get to an area where there was dry grass in the fall or winter. It had kind of gone dry. And I would throw a match down, and it would start to burn and spread. And then I would stomp it out. And my game was, how far can I let it go and still be able to stomp it out?
Just
completely
almost.
Stupid. And the end result was, the last time I ever did it was the time that I caught our entire neighborhood common ground on fire. And there were three fire trucks. And the flames were lapping up at the backs of like six houses. Because the backyards were all sort of one big common ground. And as it spread obviously in all directions and toward the houses. And I saw my own neighbors in their backyards with garden hoses and wet blankets trying to stomp out and smother out the fire that was trying to get to their houses. And the whole time I'm thinking, I caused this.
Oh, no, they didn't. Nobody knew?
Well, they didn't until my brother opened his big yapper. And I was in the house under the bed. I remember this because I was about, I guess, 8. Let me think. Hang on here. 10. 8 or 10, somewhere in there. And I remember I got under the bed, but our windows were open because we didn't have, you know, air conditioning. It was a decent day, not hot, so the windows were open. And I could hear the firemen questioning the adults and questioning all the adults, including my parents, asking them if they had any idea. And they didn't. And I remember hearing my little brother. And by the way, brothers are the first to rat you out.
Oh, sure.
Forget this blood is thicker than water thing. He couldn't wait to say that I did it. And I remember hearing him go, "I know who did it." And then he told him it was me. Oh, man. And my parents came in the house calling me. And I'm under the bed. And, of course, again, my brother walks in. And he's little. He's small. He sees a part of my body under the bed. And, of course, again, he's under the bed. No. He rats me out there, too, and they pull me out from under the bed. I remember I was crying. I said, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry." And I'm sure it was embarrassing for my parents because they had to then go and tell the neighbors it was our kid who almost burned your houses down. That's the last match that I carried. Not because they said, "You're grounded from matches for 20 years." I just didn't want to touch another match. I didn't want to light. It scared me so bad. That was very frightening, but that's a stupid thing to do because if the wind shifts or picks up and what was a pretty contained fire, it's going to spread, and it did. So that was the end of my pyromania. Let me take a couple of calls here. We got a fire caller here, Mike.
Not a fire caller. No, when you said fire, I typed fire, so his name's actually Mike.
So you typed fire where you're supposed to type the names of people just because you heard the word fire?
When you were talking about fire, I just typed in fire.
Dan Strauss, everybody. Yeah, come on.
Thank you so much.
World's worst producer. Yeah, world's worst producer. A guy who's supposed to put on the screen the first name of whoever calls, and he types fire. And I have that as the first name. It's actually Mike. Mike, how are you?
AM into PM.
That's the way I'd be.
Hallelujah. Back when I was 9 or 10, neighborhood kids, we all got our firecrackers together. We emptied the firecracker powder out into a large shell, brass shell.
Mm-hmm.
Packed the firecracker. This took us 2 days. Packed this shell full of gun or full of firecracker powder, took some wicks, stuck them together, put it inside of a metal trash can.
Oh, beautiful.
Lit the wicks and put the lid back on the trash can, and we were 20 feet away, and the shell blew up and blew holes through this trash can.
Yeah.
I could have been dead.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Mike. Let me just tell you something.
Chunks.
You're not the only guy who has ever cut open firecrackers, a bunch of them, to get the powder out. I did this. No, I did. It's too tempting if you're a boy.
Yeah.
It's too tempting because you think, well, this little amount of powder produces this kind of bang. I'm going to cut about 500 firecrackers open. I did it. I did it. I did the same thing. Yeah, you're right. We're lucky we're not dead.
Yeah.
All right. Good one. That's a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Mike. Thank you. It is true, when you're a boy, you're very curious about fireworks, and you try to reconfigure them or rebuild them or, you know, make a firecracker on your own, and it's really stupid. It's beyond stupid. The other thing we did, and I didn't know it as a kid, it's a federal offense, we blew up mailboxes.
Oh, right.
You'd shove a bunch of firecrackers or some cherry bomb. We had cherry bombs in M80s. In a mailbox, close the door, run back, and watch the mailbox just open like a flower. Just in sharp petals of metal just sticking out. It blows it from the inside out. Let me talk. Dan, you got Mike here three times.
Was that just the same? We just have Mike. One more Mike.
Okay, Mike number two. Mics. Mike number two, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. What do you got for us?
Well, my two brothers and I, when we were kids in South St. Louis, there was a lot of construction going on where they built 44, and we had gone to the movie theater on Sunday, my older brother, younger, and myself. We stopped at the construction site in the park where the highway was being built. In the old days, they used to have, like, old school buses for the construction trailer. And so there's this old school bus. Well, lo and behold, it's open. We walk into it, and we get a big piece of whatever smart we were. We get a big, long piece of cake. We lit it to see if there was gas in the gas tank.
Oh, man.
So we took the gas cap off of the bus.
Oh,
my brother lit it, and we both had our three heads, and we threw it in there, and it shot out like a flamethrower. We all got cheap haircuts, and we're standing there. We're standing there, and we run home, and my dad in the backyard went up by the block away. It was, holy cow, there's been an explosion. Let's go up there, kids. So the three of us are dragging along by my father with her six fire engines, and the whole chop sets on fire and the bus blew up.
Oh man. You ought to be in jail.
Well, that's probably an issue for some future comment.
Now let me ask you this. How scared were you? Do you remember that feeling?
Well, I remember the feeling. What you remember more is the smell of burnt hair. You'll never forget it.
No, it's a distinctive smell.
Yeah, your hair curls up in a little curly cues at the end. And so we spent the rest of the night cutting each other's hair. My brother's in the bathroom. We're shaving our heads off. So there's no evidence left. But it was a scary event, I'll tell you that.
No, you're right about hair burning. I lit, years ago in this studio, I accidentally lit my arm hair on fire. And I got hairy arms. Remember that?
Yes,
remember that?
I do.
And we had a candle because we had a guest who smelled bad. And on a break, no, I'm serious. On a break, we lit a candle to keep the room from smelling like B.O. And I reached for something, and I mean.
No, you had a thing for a while. Yes. While it was lit, you would do this for a while. You would trim the wick.
Trim the wick. That's right. And a little ember lands on my arm, and my arm goes up in flames, small flames, but they were still. And you're right. It just curls up. What are those fireworks where you light in that snake? And it,
yep.
It kind of looks like a miniature version of that, the way
and
it curls up.
Our newsman, who is no longer with us anymore, Al Stevens.
Bill Phelan?
Al Stevens, who passed away a year or two ago.
That's right.
You flung the ember onto his news copy as he was reading the news.
Oh my goodness! That's Mike. That's a good one. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, boys and firecrackers. The other temptation was bottle rockets to shoot them at, you know, the neighbors.
Out of your butt.
No. You probably did that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I mean, it's funny though. It's all guys calling in. There's not one woman on the
list.
Sure, it
is. Of course it is.
No.
But Dan, didn't you? You almost lit a couch on fire, didn't you?
Oh yeah, you that I did. Story. It was the story was.
Okay, but now is this something out of curiosity or is this?
Well,
just,
yes, I remember this.
Well, it was out of curiosity, but it was also out of other people's curiosity, and we were telling people that you could light
your fart.
Yeah,
I don't like that word, but we have to say it here.
That you could light it.
Let me interrupt you and say this, ladies and gentlemen. I've actually seen this one time.
Oh yeah,
and it was a guy in the barracks at basic training for Army. And you're so bored in the barracks, you're just bored out of your mind. I watched this kid completely naked, put his legs back over his head, lie down, and lit one, and this blue flame.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, like a 2 foot long acetylene torch, blue flame came out of his butt, and then he. I don't know what happened, but it went, it sucked the flame back in,
right.
And he jumped up and ran and was scrunching his butt cheeks together. He caught his own butt on fire.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do it with your pants completely off.
He just came out of the shower, and he just said something like, anybody want to see me light my fart?
Oh, man.
Of course, we all said, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I have never done that or been around somebody that.
No, I will never do that.
I did it.
I think I have to.
I will never do it.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
get somebody else to do it. One, you can't see it that well if you do yourself.
No, you can.
Okay.
I'll do it for Archie.
So your couch story is you wanted to do this, and you happened to do it on the couch.
Yeah, some other people were saying, no, you can't do that. So we all, the other people that knew that you could do it said, okay, whoever has one coming up, that's the one that's going to do it. So it was me. So I said, all right, here we go. So I leaned back on the couch, and they had these terry cloth little covers on the couch. I leaned back on the couch, and the flame went and went down. And I get up, and everybody's like, the couch is on fire. It lit the terry cloth cover and everything on fire. So we put it out, and we were at a party. Somebody's party, and the parents were out of town or are gone, of course. So we flipped everything over and left after that. But they did get to witness that happening.
Yeah, if you do that, you don't want to do it around any cloth or upholstered furniture.
No, I found that out.
Let me get, is Matt next, or we just talked to Matt?
Bob's up next.
Bob, let's do Bob. Let's get Bob here. No, let's do Bob. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing good, AM into PM.
Thank you. What did you do that was really stupid out of curiosity?
Well, I'm sure I'm going to win the prize.
No, because I'm not finished yet, but go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm sure I'm going to win. I was probably somewhere between 6 and 8 or 9 years old, and I was, you know those thermometers that you put in your mouth, those glass thermometers you put in your mouth to get your temperature?
Yep, you used to. No more, but yes, you used to do that.
Right. Well, I was all by myself in the bathroom one time, and I had an erection, and I just wondered what it would feel like.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
To put it.
You got to be kidding me. And your urethra?
Well, pee hole.
That's your urethra.
Yeah, that's
the urethra, Frank Franklin.
Yeah, and you know, now when I pulled it out, it burnt. You know, but the thing would have broke.
No.
With the mercury.
That is the danger. Is that what if it had broken? You'd be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, they butterfly me. I every time I think about how that's the most stupidest thing I've ever done.
Bob, when you said you win, I believe you probably are the winner. Here's for Bob, because I can't top trying to shove a thermometer in my urethra.
I have never been that curious at any age to do anything like that.
As curious as we are about Mr. Happy and what he is capable of doing, that is something I never thought of doing. And, Bob, you're in a class of your own, okay?
cab. Those things break kind of easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Thank you, Bob.
Don't do it again, Bob.
Do you remember, as, and I don't guess little girls do this, but as a little, like, 10, 11, because at age where you start getting little boners all the time, don't you remember, like, in the shower, if you took a bath, just the wonder of him, of the little you? You're fascinated. No, you are. You're fascinated by it. You kind of look at it.
You're kind of going, boing, boing, boing,
yeah, flipping it around, boing, 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 back and forth. And then, like Bob said, but let's hope not to that degree,
wow,
curious about, you know, what he could do or what he could stand.
Yeah, and Gary, the guy that was on the phone, said, I got you guys all beat.
But well, let's get him on here right now, then we'll take a break. Gary, how are you?
Gary?
Gary? All right.
Maybe he hung up because...
let Gary go. Now we have to get caught up. Maybe we'll still get the Burke segment in. It's Monday, so Jose Hernandez will be in right after the 4 o'clock news break. If you have any questions about technology, gadgetry, this or Android that, tablets, phones, laptops, PC, this is your guy, Jose Hernandez. So be ready, poised and ready when we give you the numbers. When we come back out of the break, we have a little time. We'll do a little more of this. What's stupidest thing you've ever done out of curiosity? Because I still have a couple that, as bad as my memory is, I'll never forget that I did these things because I remember how frightened I was. I mean, just scared to death about the repercussions and what could happen if, you know, things went bad or I got caught. First Community Credit Union is where I do all my banking, checking, credit card, debit card, car payment, all that. You can do everything at First Community Credit Union that you're doing at wherever it is you're banking now, and I don't know where it is, and I also don't know why you're banking there, and you probably don't either. If I said, why are you doing all your banking there? 95% of you probably don't have a good reason. Well, we moved here from Wisconsin, and it was down the street, so we just opened our accounts down. That's not a good reason. Convenience is not a good. What could be more convenient than 43 locations? That's how many First Community Credit Union has. And anymore, it's not like the days when, you know, people would get a paycheck, they'd actually get handed a check, and then they'd walk it into the bank and make a deposit. Some people still do that, but fewer and fewer every year because thanks to the internet and the ability we have to use, all we need is our little phone that we carry around, do all our banking right from that phone. I did it this morning. I paid a bill this morning. One on my phone, firstcommunity.com, tick, 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 done. Check will be cut, sent to the recipient, and that's it. Now, you say, well, my bank, I can do that with my bank. Well, of course you can. My point is, First Community Credit Union is not going to have a whole truckload of services that they don't have at blank, blank bank. The point is, we think, as members, we're customers, but we're called members, they do it better. We think their rates are, in many cases, more competitive than a lot of other places. We like the service. We like the way we're treated. It's just a different vibe. But you're never going to get it until you change banks from your bank to a place that doesn't even have bank in the name, First Community Credit Union. 43 locations. Please stop in. Have some fresh popcorn. Tell them your AM and the PM, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right. Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we've got a few things going on right now. I'm looking outside the window here, and westbound Highway 40 is a solid jam now from Kings Highway to just past Hampton. It looks like we have some kind of incident going westbound there. Now, they just cleared an accident on westbound Highway 270 just past 370, so traffic is just starting to thin out there. Do have an accident on eastbound 70 to the just before Highway 270. It looks like the two left lanes, they've kind of closed in and then opened. You got two left lanes that are shut down now. Another accident on northbound 170 at Frost. It's on the right shoulder, but you have traffic backed up south of Scudder. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, calendars. Visit staples.com/print and marketing services for more. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Charlotte Independents Saturday, April 22nd, game time 7:30. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
I'm Jim Huer, inviting you to listen to The Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, on the Big 550, KTRS.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. Due to an important ruling to protect consumers in credit card debt, there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt and with no upfront cost. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information on how much you can save, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-700-7501. If you can't afford to pay off all of your debt, don't let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster and safer than you ever thought possible as a result of this rule, without bankruptcy or debt consolidation. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-7501. That's 1-800-700-7501. 1-800-700-7501.
Have you been getting conflicting advice regarding the recent Social Security changes? I've met with several people who have been misled to believe that different claiming strategies are no longer available to them. If you or your spouse turned 62 on or before January 1st, 2016, you still can be entitled to receive a spousal benefit while maximizing your own benefit. Please join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for my next Social Security educational seminar. Call 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to get the correct information on your Social Security options. Do not leave money on the table. Call 314-641-1010 and reserve your seat today.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, member FINRA and SIPC.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you a guy over 40 who can't stay in shape? That's because your body has less free testosterone, which can knock any guy off his game. Even five-time All-Star Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
Once I hit 40, I wasn't feeling like an All-Star anymore. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. So I got back into the game with Nugenix.
Award-winning Nugenix is GNC's number one selling free testosterone booster, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting ALL to 42424.
I'm back on top of my game, thanks to Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger, leaner, with a lot more energy and drive. And guys, it'll be a big hit with her too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ALL to 42424. That's ALL to 42424.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
Beremir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Beremir Glass and Door. Beremir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Beremir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you are listening to us right now, you probably have a heating and cooling system. I think it's safe to say that most people listening have central air. And they never call it central heat and air. We have central air. It's just like the air conditioning is the only thing that matters. And sometimes when it's about 100 degrees and the humidity is about 98%, it really is the only thing that matters. Now, we're going to see that before you know it. We skated through the winter was no big deal at all. A couple of drops down into the single digits and a lot of 70-degree, 75-degree days we didn't probably deserve or were used to. But it's coming. And it's got, well, see, April 17th, maybe. Yeah, in about 6 weeks, it could be 95 degrees, 98 degrees. Is your system ready? You don't know. You can't know. Because you and I aren't in the heating and cooling business, but Matheny is. Matheny Heating and Cooling, and they will tell you whether or not it's ready. Because when it goes out on you, and you are miserable, they can't get there fast enough. And speaking of that, they will get there as fast as any company could possibly, humanly possibly get there, if that makes sense. Because I don't think anybody's going to get to you quicker. And I've had emails from people who were stunned at how quickly somebody from Matheny got out when it was real cold in the winter and they're afraid the pipes were going to freeze. And especially if you have somebody living in the house who has a medical issue. And from an immune system standpoint, they can't get too hot or too cold. This is somebody you can depend on, whether it's for that crisis emergency thing, or more importantly, and for most people, just making sure the system is running as efficiently as it can. It's a good, it's like pulling out with a full tank of gas or brand new tires. It just feels good. You know, you're not going to run out of gas for quite a while. Probably not going to have a flat for quite a while. If they tell you your system is good to go, you shouldn't have a heating and cooling issue for quite a while. Matheny Heating and Cooling, you must live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties. If your home or business is anywhere in either one of those counties, they would love to become your heating and cooling company. 76 years in business, family business. I think you're going to like them a lot. Please, please tell them you're AM and the PM. We know you do, but I just like to remind you. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Can we go back to the phones?
Yes.
George, is George next?
Yes.
All right, let me get to George. George, how are you, George?
Good, Frank. AM and the PM. How are you?
Thank you. Doing great. What do you have for us?
Well, out of curiosity, when I was about, I'd say 4 or 5 years old, we lived in a three-story house. And my brother told me, we had a bunch of cats ran around the farm and stuff. And he said, if you hold a cat upside down on by its legs, they'll always land on all fours. So what did I do? Third story floor, I went up, opened up the window, held the cat upside down.
Oh,
and
man.
See you later.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was bad. It lived through the event, but it was all messed up. My dad had to shoot it, but either way.
That cat had two traumatic days.
Man.
The first day, the cat gets thrown out of a three-story building, and he goes, I made it. And the next thing, he's looking down the barrel of your dad's rifle.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah, the shotgun. But well, either way, my sister was all messed up, man.
George, you're lucky you didn't end up like Jeff Dahmer.
Well, I know. That is true, but I mean, ever since then, you know, I was like, well, I'll never do that again, because my dad's like, what were you thinking? I was like, well, my brother said you could hold him. He's like, no, and then he chewed my brother out. So,
all right. George, thank you for the call.
Hey, there's another George on the line too. That was okay.
Yeah.
No, go ahead and take.
Are
the
we
other
taking
George.
The other George? Yeah. All right, now yeah. to the other George. Yeah. George, how are you?
Just fine, Mr. Opinion.
It would actually be Mr. Opinion, because O is a middle initial. Just a little technicality. What do you have for us?
Well, I was about 9, 10, or 11 years of age doing my papers, and
I think we've established this is the most dangerous time, like 9 to 11 for some reason. Go ahead.
Oh, it was. I took a firecracker, a black cat, lit it, dropped it into the well of where your water main sets out in front of your house.
Oh, boy.
And I dropped it, and it went out. So I'm dropping matches down on top of that wick to get it to light. Well, unbeknownst to me, I wasn't paying attention. Why should I? There was one that lit it. And while my head was down into that well, and I'm reaching to light that wick, that firecracker went off.
Oh, man.
And, boy, I took my head. It sounded like, you know, just a huge explosion. Everybody coming out of the neighborhood and their houses. And my ears started ringing. They rang for like 3 or 4 days.
You're lucky you're not blind.
Well, that's true, too. And I went home. And my dad would ask me something, I'd go, huh? And he kept asking me, and I, huh? But he didn't catch on. But I, sooner or later, I knew I was going to have to tell my dad what I did. And boy, was I going to be in trouble. Well, eventually, after 3 or 4 days, the ringing stopped, and he never did find out about it. But my God, it just scared the living crap out of me. And I thought, boy, that was really dumb.
Yeah, but you know what, though? When you're a kid, sometimes the only way you get the message is to get scared real bad. They can tell you and tell you, as they like to say, till they're blue in the face.
Yeah.
But it won't have any impact until you have an experience like that, and that's the best teacher.
You know, another thing we did, we were cleaning out the kitchen, putting new linoleum down. We took it out to the burning barrel. This is when you could do that stuff. And we poured gas on it. And when we go to light it, I'm sticking my head over the barrel. When I lit that match, that thing exploded. You talk about burning the hair, burned my eyebrows off, burned the hair on top of my head off.
Now, was this before or after you almost burned your face off with the other thing, the water thing?
No, I think this was about maybe a year or so afterwards.
You know who this is, Frank?
Is this George the medium size?
Yes.
Come on. Yeah. Depper, is this you?
It is I.
Ladies and gentlemen, former...
I am AM in the PM.
We know that. Former co-worker, former fellow motorcyclist, former big eater along with me, former, and I'm still currently, if he were working, one of the nicest guys you could ever work with, George, the medium-sized, sweet Georgie Jorge, Easy Rider, ump, and the police cheat and heart, Depper.
Yeah.
There it is.
I can't believe I remembered that. That was our introduction to you.
That was back in 89, 90, 91.
That would be exactly.
Long time ago. Let's put it this way. I remember when Pookie was a little girl, hadn't turned 4 yet. We was up at the park with the big kick summer thing with the Reverend Mike and everybody.
George, if everybody in radio could be as easy to work with as you, it would be a wonderful place to work.
Well, you know, it was just a day-to-day thing. You know, I was just going to ride that ship till it sailed, and it finally sailed in 2007. I'm retired, 65, getting my Social Security. I'm here to umpire a ball game today, a girls' fast pitch softball game, to do that, and I got a little lawn business that I do. So I'm happy, and the wife's still home.
Good for you.
Wow.
Good for you, George. Yeah. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, you guys take care and have a good week.
You too, George.
We'll see you.
George Depper.
Mm.
What a great... You know what? A peon mentioned Al Stevens. Another delightful guy to be in the room with.
Yes.
There are certain people that are just easy to work with.
Yeah.
They have no axe to grind. They're not backstabbers. They're not trying to put somebody down so they can move up. They just do their jobs. They go to work. They're dependable. They're good at it. And they're never going to be, in the eyes of most people, tremendously successful, because what it takes to get to the point most people think of as success, they're not interested. They're not interested in going through all that. Because sometimes to do it, you have to step on some people, and they just, George Depper and Al Stevens. Good for you, George. Thank you for calling. Do we have time to take one more call?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, but blame Peon. If you're mad and you're on hold, and lots of you are, blame Peon. Yeah. Now, I will tell you this.
Blame me.
Blame Dan, too. We have to clear the lines because we can only take, after the news, callers for Jose Hernandez. So thank you, and maybe we'll do part two of this, because I do notice, and I don't think I even gave the numbers, a lot of people who've done some really stupid things in their lives out of curiosity. So maybe we'll pick this up and do part two, even after Jose. We'll see. We'll work something out. Good Feet. Art supports and inserts. That's what they sell. They don't sell shoes, and they're not in the prosthetic foot business. Good Feet. I don't know why that name. I am sitting here thinking, well, I don't have a better name, so I guess this was probably a good thing to name this place. And I don't know what it was that prompted some group of scientists to see what would happen if you altered and changed slightly the way weight was distributed on your feet. But somebody figured out something, and they're very smart, and they turned it into a business that has, for thousands and thousands of people, brought relief and eliminated pain. And usually the pain is in your feet, but it can also be the answer for knee pain or back pain, neck pain, headaches. It's a Good Feet store. And here's the best part about it. If you go in there and they fit you with a few arch supports, and it just doesn't change anything. You get up and walk around, and it costs you 30, 40 minutes of your life.
Yes.
Not a big deal. But the better news is you go in there, and you don't need an appointment, and in 30 or 40 minutes, you get up and walk around and go, wow, this is unbelievable. I know I came here voluntarily, but I was even skeptical and didn't really believe this would work. It happens all the time. And I hope it happens to you. The Good Feet stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's. Go in there. Tell them your AM and the PM. You don't need an appointment. And hopefully this will be the relief that you've been looking for. The Good Feet stores. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they just opened up all the lanes now on southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway, so traffic is backed up to Olive. You've got an incident on westbound Highway 70 just past Wentzville Parkway that's got you're backed up to Lake St. Louis on westbound 70, and westbound Highway 40 drivers are slowing from Winghaven out through Highway 70. Still working with the accident. Eastbound 70 just before 270, two left lanes are blocked. You're jammed back to 5th Street. You also have an incident on the ramp from northbound 270 to westbound Highway 70, and that's got you jammed all the way back to Page. And they're still working with the crash on northbound 170 at Frost. You're slow now at Natural Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, and calendars. Visit staples.com/print and marketing services for more. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line, your connection to us and our connection to you on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hurry into Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and late night happy hour, 9 p.m. to close. Draft beer starting at just $2. Wings, beer, sports.
KTRS St. Louis.